The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are grateful that you are along for the ride on this Monday afternoon, Columbus Day, as a matter of fact. With us in studio, and we just booked this interview earlier this afternoon, so we have a change of plans. Usually we're doing local business news stories at this time, but this is such a hot story that we wanted to get it out to you right away. And it has to do with the issue of what's being called an Alzheimer's tsunami. Unless a cure is found, according to this article, by 2025, an estimated 7.1 million Americans age 65 and older could have Alzheimer's. That's almost a 35% increase where we are from where we are today. And Iowa's 65-plus population is above the national average. With us in studio is the author of this story. Her name is Cindy Haddish, and from Iowa Watch is our friend Lyle Mueller. Welcome, guys.
Good to have you here. It's nice to be here, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
This is on the other side of the radio microphone, correct?
Yes, definitely.
No worries. Let's go ahead and talk about your article. Mm-hmm. You focused on Iowa, and this was in conjunction with HuffPost, is that correct?
Yes, on a national listening tour that they're on.
Yes. And so HuffPost and you and Iowa Watch, there's some collaboration going on here. Mm-hmm. And you took a look at statistical numbers here in Iowa. And the title of your piece is called An Alzheimer's Tsunami. Tell us about that.
Well, I'd heard that term referenced by a medical expert. And that was the first I had heard of it. But I started looking around, listening to different friends and people I know whose parents are being diagnosed. It just seems to be increasing in prevalence. And then I looked at the numbers and found that's very true.
It is. And that has a definite upswing with the aging population here in the United States as well as in Iowa, correct?
Exactly. They don't know. Nobody really knows the exact cause of Alzheimer's,
correct.
But it increases with age. The prevalence goes up the older you get, your chances increase.
Did you visit with many individuals that are so afflicted with the disease?
Yes, we reached out and found a few couples, mostly people still caring for their loved one
yes.
at home, others who are in care centers, and what they go through, a lot of stress on the caregiver. It's 24/7
yes.
care if they're still at home. And then if they're in a care center, the expense is just enormous.
Lyle, I'm going to turn my next question to you. Iowa Watch released the story today,
yes.
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was just out today at iowawatch.org.
And this is really a stunning piece. And we've had friends of ours, John Hale, for example, from the Hale Group, come in and talk about the dearth, if you will, of direct caregivers here in Iowa, some 75,000 direct caregivers short of a full complement of caring for people. This particular story, Lyle, you thought was important enough to really get out there and talk about why.
Well, it's because Iowa has this aging population to start with. The aging population, and what I mean by that is 65 and older. And I'll be there next year. So
congratulations.
I'm nuts. With this, you get these increases in the types of diseases that we really wouldn't have seen had people lived the life expectancy that existed 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to live longer because of the medicines and the care we take, the foods we eat. But what that means is our bodies start wearing, and the brain is this organ that just fascinates me, especially how it deteriorates. So Cindy and I have known each other a long time. She and I used to be work colleagues at the Cedar Rapids Gazette newspaper. In fact, both of us covered health and science at the Gazette at one time or other. So when she and I communicated about this particular issue, I thought of it when HuffPost approached Iowa Watch and said, we would like to do a project with you about something that's prevalent in Iowa.
Mm.
So I asked Cindy about aging and especially this Alzheimer's tsunami, and that's where we developed the story idea.
It is a fascinating story. We will have, of course, links on our radio blog so that you can read the entire piece, and we're so grateful that you guys have made time to come in here and talk a little bit about it. When you were researching this, Cindy, did you come into contact with caregivers at all, and did you examine the caregiving role and some of the other issues that we have in Iowa? Is one of the worst Medicaid reimbursement rates in the nation. So did any of that factor in?
Yeah, that was one of the issues that came up, is the Medicaid. That was one of the concerns that a lot of these people have. Right now, a lot of the caregivers are still the spouses or children of people diagnosed, but there is a shortage of people who are trained to care for those types of patients, too. So that is definitely an issue.
Yeah, and from an economic standpoint, this is a real issue with regard to business, because there is a concern, I know, among Alzheimer's patients and patients' families. We just had a story the other day about ventilators in Iowa. People that were on ventilator care are having to move away from some of these facilities because the private pay organizations that are running Iowa's Medicaid program are either not paying or late in paying or reducing payments, and nursing homes are having to stop utilizing.
That's been another issue with the MCOs. They've cut back on the number of days that they can spend in day rehab, and it's another stress on the caregivers, because that might be their one break for the week when they go to these day programs, but those have been cut back too.
Lyle, you're here in Des Moines today from your plush offices over there in eastern Iowa. I say that tongue-in-cheek, of course, knowing that Iowa Watch is a not-for-profit, and you just recently had a fundraising dinner here in town. Thank you for the invitation. I was honored to be able to attend. This story, it must have been fascinating for you, because you're on the cusp of being 65, so you've got some skin in the game.
Yeah, I certainly think about these issues, and you think about all of that when you get older. I was explaining to Cindy a little bit ago that when I was about 45 or 50, I could feel my body deteriorating. So climbing and hiking and things like that, I could tell I was getting tired faster. So there I would. I would get tired and that'd be it. But the solution to that is you just do less and be less strenuous. But what I've noticed now is, as I'm in my 60s, that it's the mental faculties that are starting to slow down, get a little more confused, get a little more tired, and can't do all-nighters like you could in college. And so those things struck me as very interesting. But I think another thing that was interesting to me is that public policy matter, where Iowa spends something like $570 million a year on Medicaid funding for Alzheimer's. And so what happens to that as a public policy matter, especially as we're dinkering now with Medicaid and how Medicaid's going to be handled in Iowa? So those are the types of things that were interesting to me, one, just on the personal level, but two, as a public policy matter.
And on the public policy matter, if your math, Cindy, is correct, and there is a 35% increase with regard to Alzheimer's patients looking towards the future, we've got some serious things ahead of us.
Yeah. Already, we spend quite a bit of our Medicaid dollars on Alzheimer's patients, and as we should. They're our most vulnerable people in the state. But what will happen if there are cuts to Medicaid? That's
a good question. And those are real issues, real public policy issues.
Public policy issues. There are facilities that exist in Iowa that take care of people, that really give them up close personal care. But the issue there is that it costs money, and you're going to have to come up with that. So that's available to people who have the wherewithal. It's not available to people who don't.
I'm so very familiar with that. I spent 10 years at the state's largest continuing care retirement community in several years as the president and CEO, and we had 610 residents, 400 employees, a dedicated Alzheimer's unit, home health care, adult daycare, those kinds of things. And so this is an issue, not just because of my age, you know, but because of your testimony, Cindy, with regard to this story. We are getting older, and somebody's going to have to pay the freight.
You know, Arbor Springs over at West Des Moines is one of these places that gives this really close, intricate care to people. But even they admit up front that it's only going to be available to people who can afford it. And so there you go. There's a business model, if you think about it. How do you give care and make it affordable to as many people as possible?
Yeah, Lyle Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, and Cindy Hodick, thank you very much, Cindy, for coming in on the spur of the moment to help explain a little bit more about this. And we will have a link to your piece on our broadcast blog.
And if we thank the people who let us into their lives to see a little bit of what
it's a very personal thing.
Exactly. So
it is a very personal thing. And having been my mother's primary caregiver for 3.5 years, I get it. It's tough. Thank you so much.
Thank you for illuminating this issue. It's important.
I think it is as well. All right, we're going to have to duck aside. When we come back, we'll be talking about housing issues of a different sort. Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Concepts will join us, and we're going to be talking about 7 different things that you might want to be considering before you buy a house. We'll talk about the housing situation here in the metro. That's next here on the Monday edition of the Business News Hour.